Landmine number 4, self-image. Because most of the rest of the world has been conditioned as you have by academia, corporate culture, media, society norms, being an entrepreneur and particularly a network marketer can be met with great antagonism. This is where good intending, well, sort of, friends and family try to talk you out of your new ambitions. First off, it's important to recognize some of the emotions of rejection you might feel and how it might be different than anything you've experienced before. I don't want you to be caught off guard by this landmine, so let me explain. Rejection from friends and family can hurt a lot more than the sort of rejection you might have experienced at a job. You can have a customer, prospect, or even boss or colleague reject you at the office, and you can go home and no one really knows about the embarrassing little failing. But when friends and family reject you or your new business venture, it feels more personal and exposing. That can smart a lot. When they say no to your widget at the office, you can chalk it up as, well, it's just not for them, so what? When they say no to getting into your business, now it feels like they are saying no to you. You will soon realize they are not really saying no to you. They are not rejecting you. They are saying no to themselves. They are rejecting their own inner voice that prods them to the fact that they should be doing more, stepping out, and taking risks just like you. Here's a key thing you need to know about making the shift to entrepreneurism. By doing so, you are stepping out of the herd. You are walking away from social norms and the great horde. 90% of the population are employees. That's all they've known. That is what they've been trained as good and normal. Only 10% of the population owns their own business, according to the Kauffman Foundation study on entrepreneurial activity. When you walk out of the mass of the 90%, they are going to bark at you. They are going to shout warnings of fear, danger, and hardship. Why? I think a few reasons. Number one, they simply aren't as courageous as you. They cannot get over the idea of leaving the security of the corporate bosom, their weekly employee paycheck, and their meager benefits. What you are doing just doesn't fit their model of the world, and so they're going to be communicating their foreboding warnings from that vantage point. Love them anyway, but don't let them drag you back into the pack of mediocrity. Number two, you make them look bad. You are a giant exposing mirror to them, and your actions are being reflected back to them. They know they should be doing what you are doing, but they are afraid. By you doing it, it makes them look bad for not doing it themselves. Instead of borrowing from your strength and joining you, it is easier for them to make fun of you, try to convince you why what you are doing is dumb, stupid, bad, or foolish, in the hopes that you will give up and come back to the pack so they can no longer look at you and feel bad about themselves. It is important to realize their comments are saying more about them and their fears being kicked up by your leaving the herd than it is about you and what you're doing. Love them anyway, but don't let them drag you back into the pack of mediocrity. Jeff Olson, a colleague in a prior venture I did, told me about an article he read some time ago. This reality changed my view of how important other people's opinions should be of me. This article revealed that at a funeral, an average of about 10 people will care enough to cry. I thought, what? You mean I can work hard all my life trying to please others, and in the end, only 10 people will care enough to cry? It gets worse. The article found out that the number one thing that will determine the number of people who will go to the burial site with the funeral procession is the weather. It was found that if it's raining, more than 50% will not go to the burial site. I found this horrifying, actually. It's not how you live your life that will be the number one determinant. The circumstance of the weather will outrank your entire life's existence. When I heard that, my entire perspective on living for other people's favor or approval changed. Right then and there, I no longer cared what other people thought of me and whether they approved of me or what I was doing. Their rejection no longer had any power, particularly if I thought that they wouldn't even be one of the 10 who would cry. Many times before making a prospecting call or after one where I was rejected, I would ask myself, would this person cry at my funeral? And most of the time, the answer was, I doubt they'd even walk across the street to even go. Why do I care what they think? That is a very liberating way to think of it, and the truth. We spend so much of our lives worrying about being rejected by other people, and most of these people will probably not even come to your funeral. If they do, they probably won't cry. And if they do and it's raining, they will probably drop out of the funeral procession altogether. I pass this important perspective forward to you. Don't let people who don't matter matter. And then there's the great advice from our friend John Addison, co-CEO of the multi-billion dollar company Primerica, gives us. Never accept advice from people who are more screwed up than you are. That's a good mantra to live by. Steve Jobs said something beautiful in his commencement speech to the 2005 graduating class of Stanford University, which was just a year after he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and given 3 to 6 months to live, which he beat, of course. Let me repeat it for you here. Quote, "Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of other opinions drown out your own inner voice, heart, and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become."